Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Oglavy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 3-2. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Oglavy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Oglavy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Almond is 0 for 1 in the game. Almond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Molitor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Molitor. Fisk moves to third. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Baines moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Rusty Koontz pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Ricky Keaton now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to home to get Baines. Koontz moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almond is 0 for 2 in the game. Almond hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Squires reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Greg Lozinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lozinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. Squires scores. Fisk moves to third. Lozinski moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to first to double up Kuntz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morrison strikes out. 1 out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kuntz. Yount reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.